This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Welcome, welcome to CBS Mornings on this Wednesday. I'm Gayle King.
I'm Tony DeCoppo.
And I'm Nate Burleson.
We're going to begin with this pandemic. It's my turn to speak. The newest efforts to slow it down. The FDA is expected to authorize a Pfizer COVID boosters for all adults as soon as tomorrow. The drug maker is also asking for emergency approval of a new COVID treatment, a pill that promises to keep most high-risk adults out of the hospital. The request comes at a time when new breakthrough cases are surging. Surging is the word across the country. Nikki Batiste reports on the new urgency just ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday.
The FDA is expected to approve Pfizer boosters for all adults by the end of this week, just as the virus is making a comeback.
Soon it's going to go down at all ages, and you're going to see a waning of immunity that impacts not only cases, but ultimately hospitalization.
Breakthrough cases are surging in nearly half the states across the country, and at least seven states officials aren't waiting around for the federal government to expand access for a third shot to all adults, despite its current recommendation that only people 65 and older or high risk get a booster.
Several state leaders across the country are urging all residents to get a booster, despite CDC guidelines that aren't quite so liberal yet. What do you make of that?
I worry that the optics of it are not great in terms of giving the impression that things are somewhat unstable or they're in conflict. I think it has to do with the fact that we've collected new data now showing the importance of third immunization, and the states are able to be a little bit more nimble and move faster.
Dr. Fauci agrees boosters are key.
The booster isn't a luxury. A booster isn't an add-on. Don't pull back on masking on indoor situations.
Many Americans may heed warnings about indoor masking during the holidays. A recent survey found about half of Americans will ask their holiday guests to wear masks, and nearly three-fourths say they plan to celebrate with members of their household. And as we make plans to ring in 2022, New York City announced Tuesday that it will welcome back vaccinated crowds this New Year's Eve to watch the Times Square ball drop.
The White House reportedly plans to purchase 10 million courses of Pfizer's COVID-19 pill later this week. The drug company says the experimental pill reduced the risk of hospitalization and death by nearly 90% among high-risk adults with the virus. Health experts say the best first line of defense remains getting vaccinated.
All right, Nikki, thank you very much. We go now to Kenosha, Wisconsin, which is nervously awaiting a verdict in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. Some demonstrators have already gathered around the courthouse where deliberations continue this morning. The 18-year-old is accused of killing two people and wounding a third last year. Rittenhouse claims it was all self-defense. The prosecution says otherwise. And our Nancy Chen is monitoring it all in Kenosha for us again this morning. Nancy, good morning.
Tony, good morning to you. The jury left yesterday with no sign of a verdict more than 8 hours after starting deliberations. That did include asking the judge for additional copies of their instructions as they weigh five charges against Kyle Rittenhouse.
No justice! No
peace! Opposing protesters for and against a guilty verdict gathered outside the Kenosha courthouse yesterday. Standing by in case of any unrest are 500 Wisconsin National Guard members who are stationed outside the city.
Black lives matter!
Self-defense is not a crime!
You look like a fool!
That divide comes after 2 weeks of testimony and arguments portraying Rittenhouse as an instigator or someone in fear for his life. in an unusual ending that allowed Rittenhouse to select the jury from a lottery draw.
Folks, you can retire to consider your verdicts.
The jury, made of 7 women and 5 men, all white except for one person, are now deliberating Rittenhouse's fate.
There is no lawyer who could possibly say that long deliberations versus short deliberations favor one side or the other. At some point, they'll reach a consensus.
And as these deliberations do continue, the jury is not being sequestered, the same policy they followed throughout the trial. They will gather here soon for a second day of deliberations, Tony.
All right, Nancy, thank you very much. We are also monitoring devastating flooding in Washington state, which has led to a state of emergency in more than a dozen counties there. Rivers have crested in some western areas, but floodwaters are still rising in other counties near the Canadian border. And the coastal city of Bellingham saw more than 2 inches of rain in just 4 hours on Monday. Other parts of the region reportedly have had more than, get this, 3 feet of rain in the past month. Flooding has damaged more than 3 out of 4 homes in the town of Sumas. And officials say the county performed about 100 rescues there.
The biggest lawsuit yet has been filed in connection with the recent Astroworld concert tragedy that led to the deaths of 10 people. Houston attorney Tony Busby is suing Travis Scott, Drake, Apple promoter, Live Nation, and others on behalf of more than 125 plaintiffs. Busby is asking for more than $750 million, and he wants a jury trial, claiming those people suffered mental, emotional, and physical distress. The lawsuit claims organizers did not make an even minimal effort to keep the concert goers safe. Dozens of people were crushed and trampled by the crowd rushing toward the stage during Scott's performance. More lawsuits are expected in the days ahead. Busby says he intends to file another suit on behalf of another 100 named plaintiffs. So far, we have not heard from anyone named in this lawsuit.
Now turning to the economy, in new signs, it's rebounding. Retail sales surged last month in the largest increase since March. But many businesses are struggling to meet demand and find workers. Meg Oliver visited one New Jersey business that's turning to high school students to fill the gaps. Meg, good morning.
Nate, good morning. Here at Montclair Bread Company, the manager noticed hiring became more difficult after the summer. They're usually inundated with applications after they post a job. But after their most recent listing, they received nothing.
We get a little bit here and there, but we just really aren't getting the responses we used to get.
Jessica Woodward runs Montclair Bread Company. She doesn't usually hire seasonal workers, but this year she's relying on them to stay open.
It's going to be a little crazy next week, especially for Thanksgiving. That's our biggest one to get through, but I mean, we'll get through it.
She's working extra hours to get by and turning to high schoolers.
Could you stay open on the weekends without your high school employees?
Probably not forever, or not always. We can handle it in the short term, but it's just like all our other staff would get burned out.
It's not just mom and pop shops that need more employees. Big retail chains are expected to hire around 600,000 seasonal workers to keep up with the growing demand, according to the National Retail Federation. Amazon is hiring 150,000 new employees. Kohl's needs about 90,000. And UPS needs to hire more than 100,000 workers.
We have a new process. Apply, and if you have a clean work record, you can get a job offer in 30 minutes or less.
Why the 30-minute process?
We want to give an opportunity to people who want to work immediately to get that position.
Larger companies are also offering more incentives to attract new employees. Amazon, Walmart, and Macy's are among many raising wages and offering signing bonuses, health care benefits, and even tuition reimbursement. But many small businesses can't compete.
And I think that's what customers getting frustrated with service being slower in places, like, have to understand that that's the way things are going to be right now.
Businesses like this bakery are facing a perfect storm with increased demand, staff shortages, and rising prices for ingredients like flour and shortening. Nate.
Meg, thank you. Joining us right now for a closer look at what you need to know about the economy is CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger, as I like to call her, Dollar Dollar Jill, y'all. So, Jill, what's behind the rise in recent sales?
Well, I think it's a couple of things. First of all, we know prices are higher, so inflation actually contributes to this big number that we got in October. However, even when we inflation adjust retail sales, we're actually at pre-pandemic levels. So it's really interesting to note that people have higher wages, They've been sitting on this ample mound of savings.
Right.
And they do want to get a jump on the holiday season because of these supply chain issues. So put it together, it was a very strong report for October.
Now, as we saw in Meg Oliver's piece, even though there's a boost in sales, there's still a shortage of laborers. What's going on?
Well, this is especially true with small to medium-sized businesses. And we've seen these labor shortages persist. It started with just a fear of the virus. I was fearful for myself. I'm fearful for someone in my family.
Right.
Childcare issues also. And then on top of that, I think there's been a real reassessment of what's important to me. Do I want to take a job with lousy pay and lousy benefits? And of course, a ton of early retirements. Put it that together, and man, it is tough to hire people. You see how much they have to pay to get someone in the door.
For all of those that are sitting at home saying, what do I need to know before I start my holiday shopping? What do you tell them?
We did this first. We mentioned this in September. I looked this up on September 7th. We talked about on this show that you were going to have to start your holiday season early. And yes, that is true. Also, don't expect huge sales because I don't think that's going to take place. Make sure you don't blow through your budget, of course. And finally, maybe we take this period and we say, remember the Grinch at the end of the Grinch who stole Christmas?
Yeah.
And the Grinch's heart grew three times and he found the true meaning of Christmas?
Yeah.
Maybe we got to get back to that a little bit, not do the consumerism thing so much.
Jill, you're the best. Tony?
Nate, thank you. Jumping overseas, the consumerism thing is popular here. Jumping overseas, Poland says seven police officers were hurt in violent clashes with migrants at its border with Belarus. Yesterday, Polish security forces used tear gas and water cannons against migrants trying to enter the country. Belarus is accused of facilitating and orchestrating this crisis as retaliation against sanctions, a charge the country denies. Our Charlie Daggett is near the Poland-Belarus border where it is cold and getting colder. Winter is coming, Charlie. Good morning.
It is coming, Tony. Good morning to you. Yes, Poland's defense minister said migrants have continued to attack that border fence again overnight. Those are his words, and he warns the standoff could last for months.
The escalating migrant crisis at the border may be of Belarus's making, but the apparent plan to use migrants as a human battering ram has turned both sides into a battlefield. Polish police firing water cannon, volleys of tear gas, and a hail of rubber bullets sent refugees into retreat. Poland's harsh treatment of migrants has compounded the suffering of the most vulnerable people already living in medieval conditions in sub-freezing temperatures.
We are like a ball in the stadium. Belarus and Poland, they kick us.
Polish border forces said this morning they had detected 161 attempts at illegal crossing, including two forceful attempts to cross the border overnight. For those migrants who do manage to get across, a different nightmare awaits. Hiding out in the forest, dodging police who will haul them back to the border.
And it feels like you're abandoning them.
And they beg for help, yes? And I can't do anything.
Anna Albot is a Polish aid worker who's helped refugees all over the world. Now the crisis is unfolding on her doorstep.
There is probably around 1,500 people right now in the Polish forests. Those are people who need everything, who need food, who need water, who need medicine, clothes. They have nothing right now.
The Polish government has forbidden aid agencies from entering the exclusion zone along the border. And it's teaming with 20,000 security forces to turn back anybody who tries.
We have to stop it. We have to force Polish government to let international organizations, humanitarian organizations, to get into the zone, to give people absolutely at least water and food.
We can't look away.
We can't look away.
Now, there is some news to report. We're hearing this morning from Polish officials that migrants inside that border camp in Belarus are starting to be bussed away and that the camp is slowly emptying. It is unclear where they're headed. Gail?
Charlie Daggett reporting from Poland. That was a very descriptive analogy he gave, guys. We're like a ball in a stadium.
Yeah.
Getting kicked back and forth.
Yeah, not a place you want to be.
No, that's not good for anybody.
Yeah.
No.
I'm CBS News correspondent Major Garrett, host of the podcast Agent of Betrayal, The Double Life of Robert Hansen. During the Cold War, FBI agent Robert Hansen traded classified secrets to the Kremlin in exchange for cash and jewels. In the podcast, you'll hear from Hansen's closest friends, family members, victims, and colleagues for the most comprehensive telling of who Robert Hansen really was. Binge the entire series now. Agent of Betrayal, The Double Life of Robert Hansen is available on the Wondery app, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.